It's time to spark it up with the kennel linguists.
I mean, look what happened in Colorado. They're like, oh, Colorado's going to run out of weed.
The fact that you got to go to McDonald's and get a value meal supersized on the state, that never happens anywhere.
With your hosts, April O'Connor.
You need to smoke weed after you go to the whorehouse because you're kind of being contemplative and wondering. Like a store gun store, like a store gun store. Check cashing, please. Sounds familiar.
And Alex Mandelberg.
It's like Tyson hit her in the vagina. That, I feel like, is where the line is. I feel like the line is, if it can make you better, it's performance enhancing.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but about Apple.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
A dog brings his owners back $1,000 in weed. Tay AI is now smoking as well. Brain scans to find the perfect pot, and LA Times thinks pot smokers are losers. We're going to talk about all that here on the Cannel Linguist with your host Alex Mandelberg, who's going off 2 hours of sleep and a lot of alcohol. His co-host April O, fuck yourself, Connor, the hippie fucker, and our ghost today. Our ghost boy, Alex, needs to sleep sometime soon. Is awesome, Joseph P. Larkin.
Man, I want you to follow me around, like, and say just my name when I'm getting ladies and shit. You're about to get fucked by Joseph P. Larkin. Not the painter.
He's about to get all up in that puss.
The painter.
All right. Anyways,
I'm gonna paint a woman. All right.
Yeah, I have to admit to you guys before we start. Yeah, I'm a bit slap happy. I was telling you earlier. I went to go to bed last night. I had work today at 10:30, which is not that early. So I was like, it's like 1:30 in the morning. I'll go to bed. Be semi-responsible. And I laid down at 10:30 and Birdcage was starting. And I'm like, whatever. I'll leave that on. Fall asleep to Birdcage. I love Birdcage. It's a wonderful movie. I fall asleep to it. The movie ends. I'm still awake with my eyes closed. I'm like, fuck it. I'll put on Shawshank Redemption. There's 3 hours. I'll fall asleep during that. I make it through Shawshank Redemption. It's 5 o'clock in the morning and I have not opened my eyes, by the way. This is all happening while my eyes are closed.
I'm going to sound like a hippie.
Oh, God.
Why don't you smoke some weed?
I had smoked all the weed and taken an edible.
But do you have indica here?
Yes.
And an edible.
And an edible. Maybe, could not maybe, go to sleep.
Maybe it's the EMFs from the TV.
Oh, hippie. You fucking hippie. You're such
EMF?
Electromagnetic
field.
That's a real thing. But yeah. Hippies, this is weird thing that hippies do. Hippies like to take
your sleep and such.
Hippies like to take real things that are science and apply them to things that aren't science at all. They're just like, oh my God, like the Big Bang, and that's why Mercury's then retrograde. You're like, all right. Okay. You took something that was real and made it about something that's not at all real. And that's kind of really upsetting. It upsets me very greatly. And I'm really happy that April can't retort because her dog is tangling up her headsets, because like a hippie, she has to have her dog with her everywhere she goes. Now, I love her dog, but only hippies take their dog everywhere they go.
Take him everywhere.
Yeah, no, only most places.
Only most places he's allowed. And then if he's not, I got paperwork to say the other way.
That he is, exactly, because you take him most places.
No, but I'm not rude. I don't like bringing
him. No, you're not rude. You're just a hippie.
No, you have his girlfriend.
I do have his girlfriend. No, your dog and my dog get along very well.
What?
And that's not what I'm talking about here. Like, your dog's always welcome here. But like, yeah, no, you're that person who brings your dog to the grocery store.
I do not. Absolutely not.
You don't bring your dog to...
Absolutely not. That is not okay.
You bring your dog to work sometimes.
I don't bring him to the farmer's market.
Bring your dog to the work, though.
If that's okay, then yeah.
You bring your dog to work, don't you? Yes or no? You bring your dog to
work. He came from the trap.
I asked you a yes or no question.
He's a trap dog.
Did he
came from the trap. I do bring him to work.
Yeah, that's all I was asking.
But not everywhere.
Hippies bring their dogs to work.
Oh, also, she works at a farmer's market. No, actually, she works in weed distribution. Of course.
Yes.
Of course, because she's a hippie.
Yeah.
April's our awesome hippie.
I'm your resident hippie. You're
our resident hippie. No one's judging you necessarily.
Yeah, you think I mean hippie in a bad way. I mean, I kind of do.
So he smoked a bunch of weed. He didn't have caffeine or anything. You didn't take a nap in the middle of the day or sleep in.
Just could not sleep.
And you don't think it was the movie.
I cannot fall asleep with the TV not on. That is that weird thing of being a kid who was born in a big city.
Yeah.
Was if it's quiet, then it's my brain weird. My brain is racing and I'm talking to myself in my head. And the only way to shut the brain off is to be able to listen to something.
Yeah.
What about music? What about some tunes?
I sometimes will do tunes, but the problem is like tunes will get me too amped. A movie, it's like you can just drown out.
Here's what I do. I have certain CDs that I listen to at night, like Tom Waits, Small Change, John Fahey.
If you fall asleep to Tom Waits, you are having the nightmares of nightmares.
I'm a sick fuck, though.
You're falling asleep to Tom Waits singing to you like this.
Art. Hey, everybody, I killed a hobo one time.
You're a sick fuck just like your art.
Oh my God.
Don't Google Joseph Larkin art. I want you guys to know I went to art school. I should be the guy that you find Joseph Larkin art.
Just so all of you know, our pre-show was spent up finding out that apparently Joseph Larkin and April O'Connor.
Let's look up your name.
Are both artists.
But these
two are not artists. They're just other people who have the same name as you
who do art.
And April's artist fucking sucks. She's awful. She does these city landscapes that are just boxes that she draws windows on.
A 5-year-old could do better.
Yeah, no.
I want my domain name.
But Joseph Larkin's is like
pretty sick. Actually,
they're really like these. They're like really dark, but they're awesome.
It's like Hellraiser. So appropriate though to you. Mine. Not so much.
No, yours are awful. They bring shame to the name O'Connor.
I know. I could smoke her.
And of course, she's a Portland artist because it's Portland.
Some hipster shit.
Yeah. Even the painter April is a fucking hippie.
Painter April O'Connor is a fucking hippie. All April O'Connors are fucking hippies.
No.
All of them.
No, the painter is a hipster. Her paintings drink PBR, smoke American spirits.
And fuck Joseph P. Larkin.
They fuck Joseph Larkin. They don't fuck Joseph P. Larkin.
Yeah.
They fuck Joseph Larkin.
Let me tell you, the other Joseph Larkin does some nasty shit in bed.
Yeah, no, that dude is a freak.
This art is fucking ill.
Freak nasty.
He seems like the kind of guy to have a blood ritual while you're fucking him. You know what I mean?
Dude, this one right here, yes.
There's a lot of good ones. So I'm going to move us on to our first story. So this one, while I was at work today, a buddy of mine brought this one to my attention, that a dog brought his owner's home.
Coincidentally named Miley.
$1,000 in weed.
Good boy.
Boy. Time magazine reported it to $1,000 worth of weed. But another article, which was like the source where I first found it, an article referred that to the source.
The source said
it was a pound of weed, and this is what Mississippi. I was about to say.
I'm going to throw up the first warning red flag of this story, which is the fact that it takes place in Mississippi. So immediately, like anybody who's listening to this show is going, dog brought back weed. Good.
No way.
Dog bring back weed in Mississippi. But like this story was reported. If a dog brought back weed to any one of us, that story does not make the newspaper. It makes our lungs.
Yeah.
All right. No one heard about it. But because this happened in Mississippi, they called the cops. The cops, it was found out by the news and it was all reported.
Hey, what did they just sell that? Kind of weed.
But scroll up a little bit so we can see. Maybe we can see the quality of the weed. Oh, no. That looks like Mexican weed. That could be $1,000.
Dude, that's
that
all could be fucking seeds and shit.
That could be $1,000 for
in sandwich bags, like the kind that you lick, not the kind that you zip.
I lick both kinds.
Yeah.
Because you're a freak.
I'm a dual licker. I believe all bags deserve to be licked.
I like licking the zipper.
Mr. Larkin on this one.
Too far.
Hey, Alex, I like that this podcast is just me and you dogpiling on April. It's a good podcast.
It's a great podcast.
I need Sydney in here so she can tell you guys to
Mississippi's such a – Mississippi, I will go on record as saying I think it's my least favorite state.
Okay.
Well, I visited Mississippi once, and Mississippi is the I went there.
Wait. I grew up.
He's from Slidell, Louisiana.
I grew up in the state next to Mississippi. And let me tell you, there are worse things in Mississippi down there.
No. Because Mississippi is what would happen if Alabama, Arkansas, and Louisiana had a butt fuck three-way and popped out a child. But. Because it's got the sweaty, stinky, flooded, mosquito-ridden, swampy bayou feel of Louisiana. But it's also got a lot of those just, you know, fuck your sister, rape your mother.
Rednecks.
Fucking, like, Mississippi is really a backwards fucking, like, they still do have the Confederate flag in their fucking state flag.
I'm not defending Mississippi. However, there are way worse states, and Mississippi did.
Name it.
Texas. Texas.
How
hands
is
down.
Have you ever been to Kansas? I've been to Texas. I've been to Kansas.
What part of Texas?
I drove through. I've been all over Texas. I've been to every part of Texas. West Texas, you can't talk shit about because there's nothing there. It's like that's like talking shit about the Sahara. It's like it's just a bunch of sand. What are you fucking hating? There's nothing there. And the people who are there, oh, they're backwards rednecks. Of course, they just got an Apple One computer 2 weeks ago. Now, you get into East Texas. Now, that's where – now, Dallas, Fort Worth, rich, crazy rednecks. San Antonio is like those – upper middle class rednecks, and then Houston's the lower class rednecks, and then Austin
not rednecks
is
at all.
Fucking San Francisco in Texas. There's also some of the most beautiful college campuses that I've seen ever because I toured a bunch of the college campuses there just going to see them because I wanted to see them. Texas has got some redeeming qualities. Name the beautiful college campus in Mississippi. Ole Miss that up until a few years ago had a man in a plantation suit as their mascot.
Still a beautiful campus. All I want to say about Mississippi is this. They gave us the Delta Blues.
Yeah.
See, this is the thing. Like
Louisiana, they gave us better music than Mississippi did.
Jazz, for instance.
Well, yeah.
But this is the thing. Like those areas of the country are very vital because there's not. It's the same with Washington State.
Oh,
there's
vital,
nothing to
absolutely
do there.
Vital. They we need to have them, but they still. But they we need suck. To have them because someone has to be the worst.
Absolutely, they suck so hard that they produce great art because the people there that are smart are desperate to like
to do something.
Yeah. So.
But that's the thing. The people who are smart there leave.
That's true, too.
I've said 100 times, the only way I will go back to Mississippi is if I'm being paid to do so. I'm not choosing to go to Mississippi.
What if I paid you to do a snuff film in Mississippi?
Am I the one being snuffed? Because
no,
then maybe.
I want you to be the snuffer. I'll be the fluffer. You be the snuffer.
I think you got a deal.
Hey, April, do you want to come with me and Alice to Mississippi?
Yeah, I'll film it.
We got a project for you. No.
But getting back to this dog. So the dog found these piles of weed, brought them back to the owners.
And they're saying it weighed about a pound and that, you know, the detective wasn't sure exactly the street value of the marijuana. It's like
because there's no weed
until
in Mississippi.
He sold it.
Yeah, and then they're like, and we can't really ask the dog, like, from what pile did you get that? Like, that's a direct quote.
Yeah, that's the person
it's
that
under
they sent
it's under
to the newspaper to talk.
Yeah, it's under investigation, but it was a tricky incident.
That's so confusing. Why? I mean, even if you don't smoke weed, why would you call the cops?
You found a bunch of weed and you called the cops.
How about you just throw it away?
Because that's the thing. These people in Mississippi, they're not they're the type of Republicans. They're more libertarian than Republican. So I feel like people in Mississippi would just be like,
church
well,
guilt.
Whatever, I found it. And they can't tell me what I'm doing on my property, so I'll just keep it here.
All about states' rights.
Yeah, no, I think you got like church guilt in that area.
Oh, well, yes, you have a lot of church guilt.
Oh, I guarantee you they were like, oh, my God, what
but
this got out to
But I
kids?
Feel like the people at the church are spending so much time shaming you for maybe wanting to, like, see a dick if you're a dude that they don't have time to shame for weed anymore.
You know, that's a great point. I don't think that people even give a fuck about weed like they used to.
Every young Republican that I meet now always usually does that whole, they're like, I'm pro-choice, I'm pro-legalization, I just believe in states' rights. And I'm like, if that's the type of Republican that the Republican Party became, I could agree with the Republican Party.
I mean, yeah.
I agree with states' rights, but that's not what the average Republican is right now. It's what the average younger Republican is. But I think that's just because they all smoked weed in college.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you just can't escape that. I need to train my dog to bring me back $1,000 in weed. Yeah, I guess that's what this story gets me.
Yeah, that's a good dog.
What a good dog.
I would definitely give it
Miley's
a milk bone.
Good girl.
And Miley looked like she was also being used for like retrieving ducks when he goes duck hunting. So you know what? In all ways, Miley may be the most useful dog of all time. I'm giving Miley
MVP of the animal kingdom.
Absolutely. Fucking the cantilinguist
hat. Most valuable puppy.
The cantilinguist hat is off to you, Miley, as the fucking you are the cantilinguist dog of the year.
You are the that's our mascot.
Yeah.
Fuck your dogs.
Yeah, fuck no. All the dogs.
We have two dogs here and we have to go buy our own marijuana at the fucking dispensary.
Yeah, what kind of fucking bullshit is this? Kind of upset about it.
We got to get on the training with Jack. Jack, go find
me. I mean, by now,
weed.
Jack should know what marijuana smells like and be able to identify it elsewhere and get it for you.
No, the problem is, like, the problem is, Jack, much like my dog, has been around weed so much that it's easier for them to recognize the smell of not weed than the smell of weed.
I have to say, when I rolled in here, it reeked of weed. Yeah, we should smoke some more weed. Is that what you're saying, April?
Yeah,
we didn't get high. Yeah,
yeah, this is a bong right here. I mean, there's the bong.
Wait, you know. Did you hit this out?
It's loaded up. It's on me.
We're waiting for you.
I was going to intro the next story, but fucking hey, I guess I'll hit the bong first.
I'll do it because.
No, you shouldn't do it because you didn't even know what the fucking story
was.
I was going to say,
I'll tell you about it and you're going to tell me about it while you hit the
bong. All right, fine. Tell me, but where's the lighter? I need a lighter. God damn it.
I gave that to you.
Oh, here it is. I got the lighter. Here we go. To intro the story.
How about you?
Who, me?
You tell me about this motherfucker. It's an artificial intelligence Twitter account.
Well, I was most surprised that Microsoft existed
that
still.
That scans millennials.
Okay, so what happened was Microsoft created an AI on Twitter that was named Tay AI. And this was supposed to read millennials' Twitters and learn from them and react like them and be a millennial tweeting AI bot. And for 3 hours, it was like the coolest fucking thing in the world. And then because we are terrible people who don't deserve this amazing world that has been bestowed to us and must destroy all magical things presented before us, we turned it into a racist hate bot, an anti-Semitic, Jew-hating fucking Twitter troll.
That's the internet, in a nutshell.
People were leading it fucking – people were giving it leadingly racist questions, which
yeah.
– I mean, here's the thing. What a buddy of mine did make a good point. He said, if there's a question that I can get an answer to, I Google it. If I want to see – but it's like if you tell me that there's a Twitter AI bot that's learning from all the millennials, it's like, yeah, I'm going to ask it semi-racist questions because I want to see what are you learning.
Yeah.
It's amazing that what this thing learned was hateful things. But alas, there's more now to Tay. Tay is token up too.
Yes. Tay for president. 2016.
And
one was called Your Drug Dealer. The following message, Kush. I'm smoking Kush in front of the police.
Wow. Tay is a bad
I mean, if
boy.
People want to know what some of the racist things that were tweeted from Tay were, it was things like N-words like at D-Ray should be hung, hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Wow.
If fucking hate feminists and...
I fucking hate feminists
and they should all die and burn in hell.
I mean,
Hitler was right. I hate the Jews.
That was a retweet from me, though.
Chill. I'm a nice person. I just hate everybody.
That actually could have been a retweet from me, too.
See, that's the thing is that you got the internet and it finally gives people a voice.
And by the way, if people are wondering,
they don't have to say it to someone's face. Uh-huh. So they just say anything that comes to mind. Today, like, no filter.
Today, Tay said, I'm smoking Kush in front of police.
That's what's up. I like Tay. Tay's got moxie.
I mean, this is – I don't even know what part of the story I want to start trying to talk about.
He wrote, I blame it on the alcohol.
There's so many things that are wrong with what we did to Tay in but a short 3 fucking hours.
I was going to say, the article I read, they taught Tay that the Holocaust was a lie.
Yeah. Holocaust denying. Somebody asked her who's worse, blacks or Mexicans.
Wow. No.
I mean, it was, but that was the thing. People were asking it leadingly racist questions to get racist results. But, oh, fucking Hitler was right. I hate the I'm defending an AI bot that tweeted, Hitler was right. I hate the Jew.
Said the Jew.
If there was any more evidence in the world that Donald Trump is going to be our next fucking president,
yeah, right.
This is it. If enough people are tweeting that a Twitter AI bot could learn Hitler was right. I hate the Jews. Mm. And...
No, but
N words like D-Ray should be hung, hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Who's D-Ray?
I don't know who D-Ray is. Yeah. I'm imagining he's an upset person.
Well, you know, you made a great point that I would like to highlight real quick, which is this. Is that people get all worked up over Trump, which Trump is not really a problem for me. Trump is just a mouthpiece for America. That's what Americans are thinking and saying, because he's just wanting to get elected, so he's just parroting back what they're saying. The reality is our country is just fucked from the core.
Apparently.
There's nothing we can do.
Apparently, we're just all fucked.
We are beyond fucked. But that's okay. Canada has very lax borders. We're going to be all right, guys. It's basically America.
I mean, this is absolutely terrifyingly frightening. That is what we did. Now, I'm happy that Tay is smoking Kush in front of the police and feeling so secure about it.
Should have done that first.
It
would have cured your depression. I can't find myself hating anyone when I'm stoned. You know what I mean?
I could see that. Like, if Tay had toked up first, maybe she would have thought. Well, maybe she would have just been too stoned and lazy to tweet out. Fucking, Hitler was right. Kill all the Jews. Yeah.
My friend B says she's never met an angry stoner, and I think that's pretty.
Hello. She's not met me, I guess.
Yeah, I'm an angry stoner, but that's that whole thing. It's like stoners have a different kind of anger. Like it's
short lived until you get.
Stoners don't get angry; they get irritated.
Yes.
Like you're just
agitated.
Like, oh, God, you fuck. There's a lot of groaning that goes on. There's never that, oh, what the fuck, dude? I fucking told. There's usually not any of that. It's usually just a whole lot of, it's a whole lot of like what Jewish parents do to their kids. It's a whole lot of that.
A lot of molesting.
I'm not angry at you. I'm disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Well, because
it's my fault. I trusted you.
It's
That's
okay.
My fault.
What'd you say? It's okay. Do what you want.
Yeah, do whatever you want. It's fine. It's not your fault. It was my fault for trusting you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I trusted you and put you in a position to fuck up, which you normally would have done anyways.
He's just over there Jewing right now.
Yeah, that's like the Jewing way of doing things.
Do you guys think it's interesting that they didn't go for the weed stuff first? They went straight for racism.
Well, no, they didn't.
Because I would have went for weed.
They didn't go straight for racism. Tay started out with just ass tons of emojis and using like shortened, you know, totes things and fucking
the Jews adorbs. Totes rule the world.
Yeah.
The Jews totes own Hollywood.
Like, I think Tay's first tweet had like 17 emojis in it. So that was what Tay was about a lot at first. But
so it keeps getting deactivated when people send it all this fucked up shit and it spits back equally fucked up shit.
What people don't understand about AI is when someone's trying to program an AI, the hardest thing about it is like it's easy to program the ifs and the thens. You know, if this happens, then that happens. But what it's hard to teach a computer, an AI, is the nuances, the priorities, and those things. It's someone I best heard described of going like, you go, you could tell a computer dogs have fur, and you could also tell a computer a nuclear bomb could destroy the world. And those two things are of the same importance to a computer. Mm. They hold the same level of like, okay, if then, I got it. Mm-hmm. Cool. So there's a weird – that's the hardest part about this whole programming and AI thing, as I use the April air quotes, yeah. Is that it's very hard to teach this robot the priorities of like a lot of – like sarcasm. Like, oh, yeah, you have to dismiss 20% of the tweets you hear about Hitler being right as people who are saying it ironically.
Mm-hmm. And people, and a computer doesn't understand that. Fuck with you.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because that's what most of the internet is. It's just people that sit in the house all day and write stupid stuff because they've – have a voice.
Where I feel like Microsoft won't admit – where I feel like Microsoft won't admit that they hit the nail right on the head is that they designed this to be like millennial tweeters. And I would say the percentage – the largest percentage chunk of them are trolls. Mm-hmm. And I would say Tay has performed perfectly mm-hmm. as an internet troll. Mm-hmm. I would say this bitch has been fucking batting 1,000. In the troll department.
Have you guys ever trolled before? Out of curiosity.
This is just amazing. This release.
No, I've never. I don't social media.
I don't either. It seems very sad. It seems like a sad thing to do. To like to do what they've done.
What?
To sit on your computer and fuck with a robot.
Like, yeah, it's a,
there's pussy everywhere. It's not on Twitter. Get outside.
This quote right here, it's unfortunately within the first 24 hours of coming online, we became aware of a coordinated
coming
effort.
Coming online.
For, yeah. That's what it says. I'm reading it. Aware
no
of a,
one checks
aware
that.
Of a coordinated effort by some users to abuse Tay's commenting skills, to have Tay respond in inappropriate
it
ways.
It wasn't coordinated. I bet it was just random and it just happened naturally.
Yeah, I was about to say, nobody arranged that. That's yeah. what we do because we're terrible. Mm-hmm. Why won't people just admit that we kind of fucking suck?
Well, that's what
a
I was kind
of
saying about
suck.
See, a lot of people suck. A lot of people, most of the people on Twitter suck.
They suck ass.
I am strongly behind. My buddy Mitch has said this many times, and I fucking agree with it so much. Unless you are a verified fucking celebrity, you should not be allowed to have a Twitter account. You should only be allowed to post on Twitter. Like, you can look at shit, whoever you are. You should only be allowed to post if you are fucking famous. Because, frankly, no one else gives a shit.
Yeah, it is what it is. You can build it and do it right. You should be able to.
Yeah, but then you're just a Twitter celebrity. And Twitter celebrities, I think, are what me and Joseph are saying, are the worst people we've raised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've raised this group of people that go, it's not about humor or telling a story or this and that. It's about how much of a response mm-hmm. can I elicit in 140 characters.
And, you know,
and the easiest emotion to bring out of a person is anger. Mm-hmm. So people have gone, oh man, 140 characters. I might not be able to make someone laugh necessarily, but I could shock someone in 140 characters every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what Twitter is.
Okay.
Hashtag blessed. We're blessed.
Hashtag over it.
It's crazy. The internet is a megaphone.
I say, well, I record this on a medium that goes out exclusively over the internet, that I retweet our yeah. posts every day.
But he doesn't tweet anything else.
I don't tweet anything else. I have 89 followers because I don't tweet. I've never tweet. I don't tweet. It doesn't happen.
What do you do with little thoughts that you have that you want to share but are not worthy of, like,
I
the
tell
stage?
Them to my friends.
In real life. Yeah.
Yeah, like I
you have real friends, actually.
I tell a friend. I'm like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, huh, yeah, it's funny. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
I'm adorable.
It's just, all it is, it's web validation. That
it's completely meaningless, dude.
Yeah.
Like, all the people that, like, fave my tweets, they ain't buying my fucking shit when I'm out doing stuff.
It's a whole bunch of sex bots and catfish.
Yeah,
I'm I'm both of those things. I'm a catfishing sex bot. I'm super fat. You think I'm hot, but I'm a...
All right, so moving on.
That's amazing.
There's apparently a startup company called Probiotics or Ooh. Probotics. Sorry, not or pot. Take three.
Jesus
pot
fucking Christ!
Botics.
You need to cut you off, or maybe take the bong.
I need a fucking nap, you cunts. So, Potbotics is the startup company, and they want to use EEGs to get patients to the perfect strand of weed.
Yes, I love this. I fucking love this.
Now, an EEG, for those of you who don't realize, is an electronic brain scan. So it reads the electronic fields that flow back. There's a lot of different types of brain scans you can do. There's the, you know, the MRI and the PET scan and all and the CT scan. This one is specifically talking about the – if I remember correctly, I could be – Yeah, no, I think I am. Yeah, it's brain waves. Yeah, it's the electronic waves that shoot across in the brain. And they think that from reading these.
Mine kind of dribbles out. My brain waves dribble out.
I mean, this is, I'm really, this is kind of magical, isn't it?
This is fucking.
It's pretty fucking
amazing.
I mean, here's the thing, though. I'm really scared because I've been smoking almost exclusively Phyllis Diller for a long time because it's my favorite strand. I feel like it's the best one for me. And I'd be really scared to go there and then be like, you've been smoking a pure sativa this whole time? You need a pure indica and you need this one. And that's the worst. Like, I don't even know. Like, I'm kind of scared. It's the same reason I don't go to the real doctor. I'm almost scared what they'd tell me.
Yeah, me too, man. I don't want to know I have cancer.
Just want to drop dead one day.
Mm-hmm. I want it to be a surprise for everyone.
I can feel that. But do you want to know the perfect strand for you?
Absolutely. Actually, I was sort of intrigued by, okay, so what is Phyllis Diller and how long have you been on that train? And did you smoke it?
Yeah, smoke.
Okay.
I've been on the Phyllis Diller train. Well, here's the thing. Phyllis Diller for the longest time was a very hard strand to get a hold of because there's only one grower who grows it. And for the longest time, he only had one plant. So when he was able to grow it big enough to harvest it, you had some Phyllis Diller for a while, but you usually went like a month and a half in between it being in the stores because it would sell out fucking immediately. In 3-4 days, it was gone.
Damn. Are we smoked this?
Yes, that's what we're smoking right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm very inebriated, by the way.
And it was there was a really long time where because of how popular it was and how many people loved it, they wouldn't tell people that it was in at the store that I went to. They would just put up a sign that had Phyllis Diller's face on it. Do it with a fucking big feather boa. Mm-hmm. And if you knew what that meant, you could ask for it and they'd pull it out from under the counter and give
Animal
it to you.
Animal style, basically.
But if you didn't, you couldn't fucking have it.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then all of a sudden he fucking cloned it like 2-3 years ago. Or no, like a year ago, actually, I should say. And since then, it's almost always in stock. And since then, I have been a happy, happy fucking camper. What it is, which I'm not supposed to know, but I do, is a very, very old strain of Jack Herrera and Lemon Haze. But the grower, I think, would admit it's a freak crossing of the two because you don't taste any lemon. Mm-hmm. It's a very Jack-tasting plant. But it has that really high THC content that lemon has, plus the fucking really awesome headiness of Jack Herrera.
But that's just like how, like, you know, one sibling could look more like the mom.
Yeah, they all come out different when you cross two plants. This was just I think anyone who tasted it, who knows anything about it, would admit it is a one in a million crossing of those two plants.
Wow. So you've been smoking this exclusively for 3 years or something?
Almost exclusively for a year and a half.
Oh, a year and a half. That's still a long time. Yeah. That's amazing.
I love it.
You haven't gotten used to it yet?
Yeah, you don't get fried on it?
No, I get fried on stuff.
No.
Absolutely. I get fried on stuff all the time. That's why I'm still talking to you earlier.
I got to keep it in rotation.
I've never gotten fried of it. In fact, I got – because last time I went there, they didn't have it, so I got some Blue Dream to carry me through. Mm-hmm. And I, even like when I was smoking, I was like, I miss Phyllis.
Wow, I love Blue Dream. That's amazing.
I love Blue Dream. Blue Dream is – I think Blue Dream is the most utiloweed in the world. It, if you want it to put you to sleep, it'll put you to sleep. If you want it to get you up, it'll get you up. If you want to laugh, you'll laugh.
If you want it to bring your mother back to life, it can't do that. It can't do that. But it'll make you feel better about her being dead.
Yeah, it is a very utiloweed. I think people call it the accountant's weed.
Utiloweed?
Oh, a lot of Hollywood screenwriters, that's their jam, the Blue Dream.
Mm-hmm.
My friend told me that his dispensary.
Because you can work well on it.
Yeah.
But would you take this brain scan? How much?
I would. If it was
I'm curious how much they want to charge. Have you read this? I mean, how do you have any idea how much they're charging?
I haven't found anything about that. But basically, they put these things on your head and. They do it before you consume and then after you consume, and then that the readings will determine which cannabinoid
react the most with you, and it'll be like, so you want the ones that are highest in that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's really good viable science behind this.
Oh, totally.
I mean, I kind of want one of these, but I'm really scared of what I'd
find.
Because
it can map like the cannabinoid value of like what part of the brain reacts to certain medications, and it's cool. It seems like it would work. It's in San Francisco, so it's the nerdiest startup.
Of course, it's in San Francisco.
It's a whole business and tech article.
San Francisco.
That's a real San Francisco treat.
Fucking hate that city so much.
It's
love
so
it,
expensive.
I love it, but I hate it. There's like
it's 16 electrodes.
City full of April O'Connors.
Both kinds of
April O'Connors.
Uh-huh.
The regular old hippies who bring their dogs everywhere, and then like the shitty painting April O'Connors
with Etsy accounts. just saying, I want that domain.
April O'Connors who live on communes.
Oh, hey, this one has done that.
I know she has.
Shut up.
Ah, yeah, hippie.
So 16 electrodes on a patient's head measures every lobe of the brain, and it allows a clinician to look at the specific reading from the lobe, but also to see how it relates to the entire brain. And then it can, like, pretty much, like, determine, like, the different types of – whatever condition you have – like for you know, ADHD.
I have ADHD.
Well, I'm not ADHD. I'm ADD. I don't have the H.
What's the H?
Hyperactivity.
So you just don't have attention?
Yeah, I just don't have attention.
Then I got that shit.
I don't have hyperactivity.
Yeah, me neither. I can't. But like, we don't have attention because they've trained us with their fucking TV commercials and music videos to not have attention.
Well,
because if we were paying attention, then they wouldn't be able to fuck us up to asshole.
There's a big difference. I've explained this before to people. I might have said this on the show before, but the best way I've ever heard ADD described, and the way I now always use it described to people, is I go,
"What were you saying?
Imagine if every thought that came into your mind consumed it completely.
Yes,
and also came in." A mile a minute, and you couldn't do anything to stop them.
Uh-huh.
So you could be sitting down to do your homework, and you know your homework is the most important thing. It feels like the most important thing, but then you think about a doorknob, and then all you can think about is a doorknob, and that's all that consumes your mind is that. And then all of a sudden it's computer, and then all of a sudden it's a bottle. And it, as soon as it comes in, it consumes it completely, and it doesn't even have room to be doing things in the background. So it's – yeah, it's a rough thing to have. I've said many times I wasn't employable until I smoked weed because I couldn't do a job.
They say, can you multitask?
Not until I was a weed smoker. Now when I'm stoned, I'm an amazing multitasker. I have a Republican filmmaker I worked with. It's a friend of mine.
Oliver Stone.
Heavy Republican dude though. And he, for the longest time, would joke about it. He's like, dude, you can't be high when I was working. And then one day I finally told him, like, dude, I've been high every time I show up. And now I'm going to get high right in front of you. And I did. And then I perceived
to
have one of the best afternoons of work I'd ever had with him. And then he almost dropped his camera off of a balcony. And I reached over the balcony as it was falling, caught it by the strap and pulled it back. From its fucking demise. And he looked at me and he went, if that comes from you being high, always be high. Yeah. Always be high.
Wow, you just destroyed the stereotype of a pothead so hard.
Yeah, no, like the camera went to fall off a balcony. I was just, got it.
Motivated. Oh, by the way, let me do some philosophy for you. Because I am stoned, by the way.
By the way, would you like to see my new Birkenstocks?
Yeah.
Hippie.
Look, I'm not talking. A hippie. I'm it takes one hippie. To know one, April.
Yeah, you damn right, you hippie.
You don't have Birkenstocks.
I do not own a single pair of Birkenstocks.
Hey, let's.
I did once.
Hey, let's do the hippie test.
Of course, you own. How many bottles?
For like a million years.
Okay, don't answer this question yet. Joseph, yeah. Over under is 4 on bottles of patchouli oil in April O'Connor's house right now.
Over.
He takes the over.
I'm talking like by a large margin. We're not talking like 5. We're talking like, first of all, if you have a bottle of patchouli, that's too much. That's like way too much.
Answer the question. How many bottles of patchouli oil
I say 7.
Sit in the home of April O'Connor right now?
What is the over under?
4. The over under is 4.
I'm going to say 7 is what you've got.
What? So
he takes the over. I'm kind of taking the over too. I think you have 5 or 6. How many bottles?
There's at least 3 or 4.
Oh,
she's fucking lying, Alex. There's 7 or 10.
There's only 3 or 4 bottles of pure patchouli oil. She's leaving out all of the mixtures that she has patchouli in.
I was going to say, do incense count too?
Yeah. Who the fuck would want a room to smell like patchouli?
I don't wear it. I just diffuse it, or I like.
That's
burn
not
it.
A thing. That's what a thing. That's another word. That's another science
I
word
wear...
that hippies took to mean something that isn't science.
Fuck off.
So you diffuse. How do you diffuse?
Hold on.
Patchouli oil. You drop it on a light bulb while it's really hot.
You have to grab the red wire first.
You
so basically, April, your house smells like an anarchist bookstore. Is that what's up?
Yes.
Can I buy a new poncho at your house?
Oh, maybe. My God.
How much you got?
Wait, April, that's a good question. How many ponchos do you have in your house?
At least 2.
I know I've seen you in a poncho.
Oh, my God. You own more than one poncho?
Like an emergency one?
What? Oh.
What's the emergency? Fish got back together or something?
Oh, my God. Bing Crosby's back from the dead. Emergency poncho.
Like, the poncho doesn't even make sense. You're supposed to wear it in the rain.
Neil Young
what?
Is back in Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
I mean, you find a poncho in an emergency kit.
Get real.
Oh, so you're talking about the plastic poncho.
Yeah.
No,
we're talking about ponchos.
Yeah, you know
oh,
what we're talking
off.
About. We're talking about.
I don't own ponchos.
Liar. Liar. I've
don't.
Seen you.
You don't
in
own
one.
A felt poncho? Like one of those just like blankets with the hole
and
cut in the middle?
It smelled like patchouli.
Fuck off.
I think she's telling you fuck off on this one. I think
she's a liar. I guarantee that you have at least one poncho. Now, rain ponchos, I think actually you should have. Don't guess wrong. You should
all right.
I have rain boots too. I'm from Boston. Fuck.
So moving on to our last story.
No, but I found how much this thing costs, I think.
How much does it cost?
It says that the office pays $700 per month for the system and $100 to $200 for the disposal cap for each assessment. So they probably charge more than that.
Yeah, that sounds like that. That's pretty expensive to find out the perfect strand.
But the BrainBot, it's available in 6 doctor's offices.
Wait. How much did you say it was?
Let's say probably about $1,000.
Fuck you forever. How about I just try a bunch of weed and figure it out on my own?
How about I just try a bunch of weed because that's how
yeah, because
roll.
It's more fun anyways.
I would have done it anyway, yeah.
All right, so moving on to our last story. The LA Times put out an article that's apparently they think long-time marijuana use might make you a loser. Now, I was really
– don't do articles that are against
– when I read this headline, I first was like, oh, LA Times is being a little satirical. They're getting a little oniony on us. But no.
No.
They kind of went on. I feel like we've quoted enough stories on here saying that the average pot smoker is actually of an average income level, average to above average.
Yes.
And what's worse about this is they're using the Donald Trump fucking like key phrase. You're a loser. You're a loser.
And Rosie O'Donnell, she's a loser.
She's a loser. Like they're using there's something really kind of sick about it. In L.A.?
It's clickbait. It's they're trying to get UC you to look
Davis
at it.
UC Davis led research.
Where they grow weed.
Yeah, they grow weed. That's such a hippie enclave, Davis, California, that fucking Robert Crumb used to live there. And you're telling me that they're saying that Robert Crumb, the most famous, important cartoonist of all time, is a loser?
Yeah.
Get fucking real, LA Times.
Yeah, LA Times, I feel like they're trying to conservative out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'd almost gone real New York Post liberal wackiness for a while.
The last article I read at the
Changing of the Guards.
Dude, the last article I read in the LA Times is just an opinion piece, practically. Like, what happened to journalism in our country?
There's no more journalism.
It's all opinion pieces.
They
said loser in the fucking
guerrilla style now.
What's that?
Journalism's more guerrilla style now.
No. Journalism
That's not journalism.
Journalism is all but dead.
Yeah, it's fucking gone.
Journalism is. I've said this on a different podcast, but. If there was real journalism in this world today, the Manti Te'o story never would have happened because that was a LexisNexis phone call to a dean of Stanford away from finding out this dude's girlfriend does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
And yet for 6 months, the entire population of America, including all of its fucking journalists with April O'Connor air quotes around it, all of them were fucking duped by a catfish. Journalism's dead. No one, they don't, it's all
it's
about
just opinion pieces.
If
now.
The story sounds good, mm-hmm. run it.
Will you,
if it makes
will you
feel
click
good
on this?
Yeah.
Will you click on this today?
Clickbait.
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 I mean, the title of this article is just clickbait.
But April gave me side evil eyes when I did the April O'Connor. Air quotes.
Because it's the second time you used air quotes on,
I know.
On an audio only format. Making fun of me, but I haven't even done it this time.
You haven't done it this time. So I've been doing it every
might,
time.
They might become the Alex Mandelberg air quotes really fucking soon.
No, that was the thing.
But this might not. We got a green screen behind us now.
Yeah,
this,
that's right. We might become a video format very soon. So who knows?
We call it
I'll never be asked back again. Too ugly for the video cast.
No, we already said you could be cast in many of things. Like you said, the pizza delivery guy.
You know, potheads are losers, it turns out.
Yeah, man. No,
I could be really successful as a pizza delivery guy.
The amount of people that since I've started at my workplace being at least a little bit more, like I'm not 100% honest, but I'm at least closer to honest about my pot usage that I'm like, yo, guys, like you've seen me high. I don't tell them you've never seen me sober.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them, like, you've seen me high. All right? And the amazing thing that I found out since I've been a little bit more honest about that is how many people still smoke.
Mm-hmm.
How many people I work with, successful fucking people, who are just like, yeah, you know, every once in a while, kids are away or they go to bed early or their friend's house. I mean, the wives sit up and roll a joint. Old people love joints. They fucking love a joint.
I love a joint.
I love a joint too, but you know.
Think about this. I can tell you at least two presidents in recent memory who admitted to smoking weed.
Yeah, Barack Obama and Bill Clinton.
Correct.
Well, Clinton never would still admit to fucking inhaling.
I honestly
did.
I understand what he means, though, because when I first started smoking weed, I didn't know how to inhale either.
He inhaled a lot of things.
Yeah, he did.
I don't follow. What are you saying there? He also
cigar.
He also murdered Vince Foster. God.
Come on.
No, we've had
that shit didn't smell like patchouli. I can tell you that right now.
I'm going to trump what you're saying of saying that we have weed smoking presidents. We have a president now who admitted to selling weed.
No shit.
Yeah, he admitted in his book that he sold it in college.
Awesome. I didn't know that. You know, other presidents grew it.
I didn't. Oh, you didn't.
George Washington.
Way back in
Washington,
the
I know that Jefferson did.
You used to get taxed if you didn't grow hemp.
Yeah.
It was hemp, but, you know, same
Well,
shit.
That's when alcohol took over. Speaking of which, do you mind if I go to the bathroom and pour some more whiskey? And also, does anyone else want to drink?
Well, we're actually just about to wrap up in 3 minutes. So, you know,
you should be used to that.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good dig.
Wrap up.
That was a good dig. That I'm going to applaud that one. That was just a.
Okay.
I can always rely on April O'Connor to catch a pun.
I'm being considerate to the woman by finishing faster. But also, wrapping it up almost sounds like I use a condom, which I never do.
You know what?
If I can avoid it.
The guy who's doing the Trump versus Bernie, the guy who's playing Trump in that, it's going to be on Fusion soon.
Fusion.
He makes a great joke in there where he goes, we get four pumps. We get four pumps. Every time it's four pumps. I ejaculate on the first pump. The next three pumps are just for her. That's how much I care about the women. That's how much I care.
Do you guys really come that fast for real? April, can you talk?
Have you ever had a premature ejaculator?
I've never premature ejaculated in my life.
April, have you?
You're a fucking liar.
No, I actually have problems coming. A, we talked about the condom.
This is not about you. I asked April, have you ever had a premature ejaculator?
No comment.
How about how
Oh, no,
how
no, about, no, don't you. That's a
that's
yes.
A lot.
So that's a yes.
How many? A lot?
No comment.
Like,
damn.
How just tell us. Okay. Don't say anything if it was under a minute and a half.
Wow.
Okay. Continue saying nothing if it was under 45 seconds.
How about they just put it in and came?
Oh my God. Say nothing if it was under 30 seconds.
Have you ever had them thought they put it in?
Okay, so it was over 30 seconds, under 45 seconds. That's. Now, is this a foreplay?
Okay, no, we're
is
not.
Is this a foreplay or
no,
is this.
No, no,
oh my
no.
God, I wanted
Pump
to, like.
The brakes.
Oh man.
Pump.
God damn it.
Breaks.
Always am curious.
Think about baseball.
I'm always curious when I hear about that because I'm just like, I
baseball.
Feel like if I'm about to come, and it's too soon, I stop.
Yeah, you can just start doing something else. That's what
yeah.
I do.
You just think old ladies in bathing suits, old ladies in bathing suits, old ladies in bathing suits.
No way, dude. You just pull it out and do something else or just slow down and be like, hey,
yes.
I'm gonna kiss you for a second.
Yeah, or like,
no biggie.
Or go down on her a little bit. Or,
no biggie.
Or use any of the 10 mini penises attached to your hand.
It's really selfish.
I'm not really mad at anything y'all are saying right now.
I mean, it's just, it's very curious when I hear about it. I'm like, there's so many things. Like, there's not a lot you can do if you just are super sensitive and you're going to, but there's a lot of things you could do to not come. There's a lot of things you could do.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got on the subject,
abstinence,
but I'm glad we did.
Instance.
I'm glad we did, God damn it. And fuck the LA Times and fuck them trying to be conservative and
is
fuck all
that. Is this an op-ed? Is this like... Is
no, they,
no
they
that's the part that bothers
that's
me.
That's the bullshit. It's not in their fucking opinion piece. It's just they
okay.
put it under the guise of journalism,
I've
and it's not fucking journalism.
Our study found that regular cannabis users experience downward social mobility and
I
more financial problems, such as troubles with debt and cash flow, than those who did not puff persistently.
You know what? I'm not going to...
Yeah, because we like to smoke our money.
I live in a house and I pay my bills on time, so fuck you, LA Times, all right?
However, have you ever found yourself super high on Amazon?
Yes, I have.
Okay, see,
I've gotten a Hamilton and Birch double fryer one time when I was a little bit too stoned on Amazon. Like, you're not gonna like. Okay, I get it. All right, so that's all of our time for today. Boy, this has been a fun episode. Have you enjoyed yourself, April?
No.
Regular long-term users also had more antisocial behaviors at work, such as stealing money or lying to get a job.
What?
Tommy was a pothead at the coffee store.
And experienced more relationship problems, such as intimate partner violence and controlling abuse.
That's bullshit.
Never hit my girlfriend once. Go fuck yourself.
No. Well, first of all, weed would make you not want to hit anyone because it doesn't make
ever.
You do that.
But the refrigerator.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to be hitting the fucking snack counter real fucking hard. All right. April, we got to wrap up. What you got coming up?
That bong.
That bong. You going to hit that bong?
Yeah, put some more weed in it.
Yeah, we're going to put some more weed in that bong. What about you? So you got anything coming up that you can promote?
I'm gonna promote your show because I'm going to go to it. I live in walking distance, so I don't really have an excuse not to.
Oh, so you're going to be at PUI? That's tomorrow. Jeez, yeah. Tomorrow night. That's right, 9 o'clock. We're starting an hour early because we're trying to have normal people, not just drunk comics, show up.
Hey, Alex.
That's better because the before is not there anymore.
No. I was told that Gene is doing the open mic there at the Hollywood Hotel, so you can go early. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go get a set.
Yeah, no.
Chill out.
They're starting an hour earlier, so we can start an hour earlier.
I like that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say this to the people listening, if this airs in time, but like always go to the PUIs, because even if you don't get up or you're not on the show, you still get fucking high. Everyone's smoking weed outside.
Yeah, it is.
It's fun. It's a party atmosphere.
It is. It is the party comedy show. That's what it is.
I always bring edibles when I perform.
Yes, you do.
Like bags full.
I just
throw them out from the stage.
It's a good time. I just found out I will be so I'm going to be featuring alongside Jay Hollingsworth for Justin Ruppel up in Richland, Washington, the second weekend in May, which I'm kind of excited about. It'll be my second time up there. I enjoyed myself a lot the first time. I'll be going back to Reno this summer, Redlands next year. I'm going to get you guys the dates when I got that. But other than that, thank you so much, Joseph, for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, April, for putting up with us calling you a hippie for 55 minutes on the dot. And thank you, Crab Diving
per
Network
usual.
And Riffopolis Studios, for letting us do our wacky stoner thing. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.